And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD devotional diamond of the day. We started off with the one titled Before Us. Before Us. Plus, you're not going to believe this story out of Scotland. It'll blow your mind. Jailed for answering a Bible question. No joke. And then we're going to look to the only inside turning that actually counts. And then we'll close it out with today's Facebook post. Yes, yes, and more yes.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey. I really miss Irving's Delicatessen. I gotta say, there's just nothing around here. I mean, I like DZ, but there's nothing like Irving's. And you know, it's like that and the Stage Delicatessen. Oh, well, we've got that going on and so much more. Hey, folks, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation, except for bubblegum. I just don't want... I don't want anybody talking about bubblegum right now. It's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience right here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, but stand by for SRN News.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Senate is heading for a confirmation vote on Jeff Sessions to be the nation's next attorney general, though Democrats continue to slow walk the process. Massachusetts Democratic Senator Edward Markey says there are a number of reasons why he opposes Senator Sessions' confirmation.
I have no confidence that he shares a commitment to justice for all Americans. I do not believe he will fight to defend the most vulnerable in our society. I do not believe he will stand up to President Trump when the time comes, as it surely will come.
Well, Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says he expects that his Attorney General, Senator Sessions, will adhere to the rule of law.
I believe he will restore the Department of Justice to an institution that believes in and enforces the rule of law above politics.
The Alabama Republican was expected to prevail on a near party line evening vote over nearly unanimous Democratic opposition. The White House says President Trump is justified in picking a fight with Nordstrom.
The president posted a tweet criticizing Nordstrom for ending Ivanka Trump's clothing and accessory line. He called the treatment of his daughter unfair, a sentiment echoed by White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
This is a direct attack on his policies and her name.
However, the department store chain has said it made the decision to drop Ivanka Trump's line based on the brand's performance. Spicer insisted the president was doing what any dad would do.
The president has every right as a father to stand up for them.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is trying to mend fences with educators, parents, and activists across the country today following a bruising confirmation battle. Addressing Education Department staff members today, DeVos vowed to work with everyone, including her opponents, in ensuring the best education for American children. DeVos is a school choice champion. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 36 points, the Nasdaq rose 8, the S&P up by 1.5. This is SRN News.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food. We've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food. Because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Brian Newberry, pastor of Calvary Chapel San Diego. I want to invite all the men out for our men's breakfast Saturday, February 18th. The theme is Run for the Prize. Special guest speakers include Pastor Mike McIntosh of Horizon, Pastor Mike Bucher of Calvary Chapel Cleveland, with special guest worship from Calvary Chapel Budapest, Hungary. To register, go online, calvarysandiego.com. Saturday, February 18th, Calvary Chapel San Diego men's breakfast. Let us know you're coming by registering at calvarysandiego.com.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs. ThinkSam.com. That's ThinkSam.com. God bless.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Now, when I made that comment about we can talk about anything we want but bubblegum, then I made like I was chewing bubblegum. And then I... Hold on, what's up? Okay. So, as you know, that's just theater of the mind, and the trash can caught the gum. So you got both of those going on. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing. Excalibur Roofing, taking care of roofs. It's simple. Do you got to roof anything? Excalibur Roofing can get you covered. We've talked about that. Now, here's the thing you might not know. Eric plays the drums for his church. I can't play any instruments. You know that? What is that thing, a kazoo? Is that what they call those? The kazoo? What is it?
A kazoo?
Yeah, the kazoo. Hey, that's pretty good. I can't do that. I'm really bad at those kinds. I took clarinet when I was taking band. When I was four or something, all I remember is the word Bundy on the little case.
The clarinet's pretty advanced for a four-year-old, though. That was the problem. They should have started with the flute, maybe.
Well,
or the kazoo.
I was thinking they should have just started me with a rock and a piece of wood. And then I could have just smacked the rock on the wood and tried to find some kind of percussion that way. But I think they were thinking I was more advanced than I was. It's probably because my head was larger than it was supposed to be.
So your brother got all the musical talent in the family?
He did actually get all of the music. Although my father was an opera singer.
Really?
He was an opera singer in college. Not that anybody, not that that took off anywhere. He was a tennis player in college and an opera singer. Now, the tennis was a little different because he was loaded. And we went to Doral Country Club the year before Arthur Ashe won Wimbledon. And my mom arranged it at a hefty price. And my dad played tennis with Arthur Ashe for about an hour.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. Of course, that's money I would never see. But that's not the point. The point is I was the ball boy. I mean, that's kind of nice, right? And I didn't really, you know, I'd been just around great tennis players a lot, so I didn't know, you know, was that special. I know it now. It's a great story I can tell my grandkids, although they'll probably go, what's tennis? Is that what we're playing on our video box? That's probably what's going to happen. Anyway, going back to Excalibur Roofing, as I'm going off on tangents all day today, I'm just going all the way in all these different directions. I do want you to know if you've got any roof, anything going on in any capacity, waterproofing, roof replacements, repairs, inspections, It doesn't matter. If you're just thinking, I want a new color, I want to talk to somebody, I need to get an idea of what it's going to be, and I don't want to get in trouble financially, you need to talk to a company that's been in San Diego for over 25 years. Stellar references. Not just great, stellar. And for the last, it's almost been 4 years that they've been supporting the show. We've had quite a few of our listeners utilize their services, and we are blessed to be a part of them. Excalibur Roofing at excaliburroofing.com. That's their website, 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. Also, always Facebook. You can just type in Excalibur Roofing. I think you get the idea. Just real quickly, I want to mention this for my good friend. And my friend is actually Devin Berryhill. I want to talk about the San Diego Calvary Chapel Big Men's Big Breakfast that they're having. They got Mike Booker. They got Mike Booker's from Calvary Chapel, Cleveland. So he's got to be feeling pretty good because the Cleveland, you know, the Cavs won. And then Mike Payne from Calvary Chapel, Budapest is doing the worship. And Mike McIntosh is going to be teaching there. You just got to go to calvarysandiego.com. It's a big breakfast. It starts at 8 o'clock. It's Saturday, February 18th. Do not miss this. Is that a way? That's a good way to say it, isn't it? Okay. That's a way to say it. Do not miss it. About 10 days away. Don't miss this. Okay? All right. Let's get into our first DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. What do we have? Do we have any music for this? What do we got?
He leads me beside the still waters, and there he restoreth my soul.
Love it. Great job, Tugboat Todd. Excellent job picking out that music. It was really good right there. This is titled Before Us. You think this is going to be really complex? It's two-thirds of a verse. Matthew 28:7, the B and C section. Here is what the angel said. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you in Galilee. He has risen from the dead and he is going ahead of you in Galilee. It is difficult for us to picture this, though we should do a much better job than around Easter only, which is kind of sad. But the resurrection of Jesus Christ is at the core of our faith. At the core of our faith, we point to an empty tomb. Other beliefs point to the bones of their prophets, which we would call false prophets. Our tomb is empty. Because if it wasn't empty, there'd be no resurrection. There'd be no core to true Christianity. Paul said it clear, and it's impossible to miss. If we are in this lifetime, if there is all that we have our faith is in this lifetime, and there is no resurrection, we are of all men most miserable. The idea that there can be Christian existentialism is an exceedingly large oxymoron. And what I want you to catch is the resurrection is the core to our faith. The angel tells the disciples, he's risen from the dead and he's going ahead of you in Galilee. There's two great things that come out of this. First, he is risen. You have to grasp that back then they didn't maybe do as good as sci-fi as we might do now. And they're talking about the resurrection of a human being. And let me tell you the possibilities that flooded into the minds of the people. The only time they had heard of resurrection before is in the Old Testament when Elisha was involved and when the one guy touched the bones of Elijah. I mean, it's like just so rare. The difference is that when Jesus resurrected, he never died again. And the people in the Old Testament, when they had a resurrection experience, they did die again. But with his resurrection comes these two principles. Anything is possible in God. When you raise the dead, you change the game. And the game was changed through Jesus Christ. Anything is possible because he is risen. It's like, whoa, wait. Then the second thing that this does, the second principle, we're not even at the main core of this. The second principle is that because Jesus resurrected from the dead, it gives confirmation to everything he said. You see, you don't get to say a bunch of things and then die and disappear and your name is confusion or whatever it is. That doesn't count. But if you say all these things, then you resurrect from the dead, we be listening. What? Say it again, because we're believing it. You just resurrected from the dead. Jesus' resurrection gives validity to what he taught. Just that simple. Like, wow, wait. Powerful. Anything is possible in God, and everything that Jesus said is true. And I'm not to the main point yet. The scripture says, the angel said, he is risen from the dead and is going ahead of you in Galilee. I love this. That's why this is titled Before Us. Because Jesus knows the trail that you're on. What do you know about tomorrow? Right this second. What do you know about tomorrow? Nothing. By the grace of God, there will be a tomorrow. Or actually, by the grace of God, there'll be a trumpet, and then we won't have to worry about tomorrow. But you don't know anything about tomorrow. But he does. He goes before you. He goes ahead of you. He knows what's going on. Now, in basketball terms, you can't get mad at me, but it is true. Jesus is a trailblazer. It's a fact. He's on that trail, blazing that trail before you. Yes, you can send the text later. But the reality is, Christians, is that Jesus knows the path we're going on. He knows what we're going to encounter. He knows what we're going to face. He's not abandoning us. He's not away from us. He's with us. And that way we can face what we face with more confidence and peace and grace and mercy reigning in our hearts. Let me tell you something. Jesus Christ has risen, which means that there is no restriction to the great things God can do in life and in our life. He is risen, and there is no doubt of the verification of the words that Jesus Christ told us. And what were some of the words he said? Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. He goes ahead of us, he knows the trail for us, and he's with us. He is before us. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Maranatha Christian Schools is a premier college preparatory program serving preschool through 12th grade students in San Diego. Join us for our junior high and high school info night and elementary open house on Thursday, February 16th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. This is a perfect opportunity to get to know us and hear why our students are thriving in academics, athletics, performing arts, and our many programs. Our principals will be there to answer all of your questions. Maranatha Christian Schools is distinctly academic and undeniably Christian. For more information about Maranatha Christian Schools, open house, and info night on Thursday, February 16th, go to maranathachristianschools.org. That's maranathachristianschools.org. Or call 858-759-9737. That's 858-759-9737.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Isn't that music great?
I love it.
Yeah, it's great music. You know what? The guy that wrote that, all I can say is his last name is fantastic. What do you think his last name is?
Spoon.
Excellent guess. That's all I'm going to say. That's my brother's music. We're using that throughout the show. People are like, well, are you allowed to do that? Well, not only are we allowed to do that, and I help write that, but I'm not making money from it either. So him and I are still in the same boat. The two kids who became Jewish, who are Jewish, who became Christians as Jews from Detroit, out in Arizona, then to California. What a life. That's all I got for you. What a life. I have one of my best, dearest friends in the world. Actually, he is my dearest friend in the world. He said, the stories, they just keep going. They just keep going. It's true. The Lord never stops writing. Just look at your life. You want to talk about something spiritual or cool, look how the reality is that your life always has these different elements in it that have new things that you learn, new things you encounter, new things you grow, and then consider who the author of your faith is. And the last time I checked, and I'm going to double check because I've done this once myself, the last time I checked, an author actually writes the book, right? Oh. And if your life's the book, then who's the author? That's all I'm asking. I know they got a lot of great poems. You're the master and the captain of your destiny. Right up until God knocks you on your keister, blinds you off of the little donkey and says hello, and you go, uh-oh.
Some books are novels, some are pop-up books.
Well, that is true. And then other ones of us are coloring books that you just kind of like put crayon stuff on. You know, and in my mind, it doesn't really have lines. Lines are off the page. Okay, we'll skip that for now. Yes, I did get an email about that. Yes, at that Calvary Chapel meeting. It is a pastor from Cleveland, by the way, that is coming. And Ohio State Ron wanted to know, is he the world-famous pastor from Cleveland? And the answer is no, he's just from Cleveland. That's the answer. I do want to tell you, this segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries and our great friend, Steve Wheeler and his wife, Coral, fantastic people, ministers of God, who are taking the gospel to the four corners of the earth. I'm not going to do the same old thing. Forget it. Just forget it. Stop. Do me a favor. Give me 5 seconds between now and Saturday to pray for that ministry. That's it. Nothing else. I'm not giving you anything else. I'm not giving you the website. I'm not giving you that. Just pray for Whitefields Ministries. 5 seconds. If you can't do that, there's no point in saying the rest of it. Right? Okay. Solved that one, didn't I? This story will not make you happy. We don't try to cover stories that are there to depress you. The idea is to apply the Word of God and then to look at those stories and be honest. This is a real story about a preacher named Gordon Lamar, 42 years old, spent a night in custody and faced a 6-month ordeal over the charge of hate speech when he's a street preacher, has been for 7 years, and a young gay teen asked him a question about the Bible, and Gordon quoted Genesis and said that God created man as Adam and Eve and gave the citation. And the police were notified, and Gordon was locked up in jail. He did not start the conversation. He's a street preacher. These couple of youths came by. They asked a question about what the Bible says about homosexuality. What does your God say about homosexuality? He responded in Genesis. They charged him with a hate crime for answering a question by quoting the Bible. The case was, in fact, tossed, but the Kilmer Rock Sheriff Court and the Sheriff Alster Watson agreed it shouldn't have gone as far as it went, but the police officers arrested the man because he answered a question using the Bible. Now, we've been saying on this show for how long? For the entire time we've done this show, that this is forthcoming this is forthcoming to the United States. You might sit there and say, well, Dave, you know, we might have a small reprieve and we might have a little break over the next so many years. You might be right. I'm believing that that's going to be right. But do not misunderstand that X amount of time from this moment, this story will not be in Scotland. It'll be in California. And if you don't understand that, you don't understand what's going on. The idea that it's getting better on that overall global context should be put to rest when the statistics came out last week that Christian persecution is up 245% worldwide. 245%. And this guy quotes Revelation, gives the not out of context, didn't even yell, who cares? It shouldn't even matter. Tossed in jail for quoting the Bible. So here's a message that you and I need to understand, and this is one of the reasons why Salem Media Group is an important ally in this process. This is it's a bigger thing than you think here, and that is simply this. What a lot of people are doing on the left side of insanity is saying that free speech is great, but hate speech is not part of free speech. And I just want to kind of address that, okay? I don't believe anybody who's quoting the Bible is using hate speech. I believe they're using biblical truth and God speech. But if that was defined in court as hate speech, I got a message for you. Free speech, according to our own Supreme Court, allows hate speech. Wouldn't even matter. I mean, you have to have diversity of opinion. What's happening now is it has to be agreement speech or you're in trouble. And that will only depend on who's yelling the loudest and on what people in the courtrooms are losing their minds. When judges believe they know best for the people and it's all in the judiciary, you can count on what's going to happen. The lockup is going to take place. My strongest encouragement for every Christian there is to not be afraid. Contrary, I plead with you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to pray for boldness, to never cease speaking the truth, no matter what the result is. Because as soon as they quench the truth, there's going to be a problem for all those of faith to be able to express their faith. Better to go to jail because you are a Christian than to not get locked up because they're not, and there's not enough evidence that you're a Christian, right? Better to be right before our Lord and King than to be right before the worldly king. It is better to obey God than men. It is not an issue of obeying men, thereby obeying God, when men's laws contradict God's laws. Doesn't work that way. No violence encouraged, no violence accepted, no violence illustrated, but that does not mean you are not bold. I've said it before, and I know that Tugboat Todd, you know, has heard me say this before, but hey, a church mouse still squeaks loud enough to be heard as a church mouse. Got to be able to speak it. Now, if you're one of those people that's like, well, I just don't know if I can ever do that. Fantastic. That's one of the things Jesus told you not to worry about. He said, because when the time comes, it won't be you speaking. It'll be the Holy Spirit. You don't even have to worry about it. But just pray to be that vehicle. Pray to be that vessel. Don't worry about what you got to say. Don't worry about what I have. Just pray to be a vehicle for the kingdom of God. Because the world is going to toss people in jail for just speaking the Bible. We've been saying this for a long time. This is not new. The progressions are getting worse. In England, in their free speech zone, you can't talk about homosexuality. Now you got a guy who's asked a question and answers it and gets tossed. If you don't think that's heading your direction, you don't understand spiritual warfare, and that's not a good thing. I encourage you to do a little more reading in Matthew 24. Do a little more reading in all the Gospels and in all the epistles, in every letter, especially if you're going to concentrate, especially concentrate in the New Testament so you can see what's forthcoming. Because there's a lot of indication as to what it is. we should pray that we would speak the word of God fearlessly, not fearfully. I hope we will get to that place. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
As a Christian, the law offices of Robert J. Bomber has always practiced honest and fair dealings with his clients. The fact that he's been in business for 45 years speaks to this fact. His staff has been with him an average of 10 years, and they care as much about his clients as he does. Calls are answered and returned promptly, and he makes after-hours appointments. The first consultation is free. If you have needs of an experienced attorney to handle such matters as custody, divorce, child support, visitation, spousal support, and retirement, call the law offices of Robert J. Bomber at 619-497-0054. Family legal matters such as these are difficult, plain and simple, and that's why you need an experienced attorney. To set up an appointment with Robert J. Bomber, call 619-497-0054. That's Bomber, B-A-U-M-E-R, 619-497-0054. A good person to have on your side.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Hi, this is Brian Newberry, pastor of Calvary Chapel, San Diego. I want to invite all the men out for our men's breakfast, Saturday, February 18th. The theme is Run for the Prize. Special guest speakers include Pastor Mike McIntosh of Horizon, Pastor Mike Bucher of Calvary Chapel, Cleveland, with special guest worship from Calvary Chapel, Budapest, Hungary. To register, go online, calvarysandiego.com, Saturday, February 18th, Calvary Chapel, San Diego, men's breakfast. Let us know you're coming by registering at calvarysandiego.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Let's see, we've mentioned Dr. Tony Evans before, Monday through Fridays, 10:30 in the morning here on KPRZ. Please don't forget the Israel Now Conference, going to be February 17th and 18th at Calvary Chapel Oceanside. Calvary Chapel doing a bunch of events all over the community, and it's an opportunity to check it out. That is not in any way, you should go to Calvary Chapel. You should go to the event to see if you can fellowship with other brothers and sisters and have a good time, learn about Israel, and learn about the Lord, and grow closer, and that's what you should do. Then you should go back on Sunday and take that to the church you belong to. That's what you should do. That's how it should be. We should be supporting one another. In fact, when we were younger Christians in Phoenix, Arizona, we went to this place called Hand in Hand. It was a music place. And we were all – that must have been 20 different churches represented. And they would do an altar call, but they would never say you should come to our church. They would have people in the back that you could pray with. And they were just so cool about it. It's like that's what I grew up with. And so when I hear all these different things about the proselytizing stuff, it drives me crazy. It's like I didn't ever even experience that. And I was a Jewish guy who didn't have any of those, you know, pull-ins. So it's like, come on, we can support one another in all the events we can do. Because if my event reaches a person that your event doesn't, wasn't that the goal? Isn't that by this they'll know that you're my disciples by your love one for another and that's us supporting one another? I just think that's a super, super, duper, duper, super important element. Please check that out, by the way, israelnowconference.com, israelnowconference.com.
You can also go to Calvary Chapel Oceanside, their website. That's not hard to do. In fact, I think it was their team that won the Pastors Masters last year. It's pretty good, now that I'm thinking about it. I'm pretty sure that happened. The other thing I do want to tell you is the app. Cannot stress enough that if you don't have the app, you should get it. Because when we do the contest, that's how you're going to have to enter it. We're working out. We're having another meeting Thursday morning. It's like this app thing is really important because, one, you get to hear the show through it. Well, that's cool. Two, then we get to do these contests to run through. It doesn't cost us as much to run the contest, which is important. Then we can give away more stuff, more money, more prizes, more gift certificates, more restaurant things. And three, we're going to just ramp it up a lot. So we want you to participate with it. We haven't done a good job. I haven't done a good job, I confess. So we're going to really work on pushing that forward. Okay? Okay. It's all right?
It's all right.
Hey, that was a good one.
It's all right.
Thank you. Sounds like my Uncle Herbie.
Here, have an olive.
Okay. Well, you had to understand why that. See, we'd be at Pesach dinner, and everybody be serious, and my brother and I would be there, and Uncle Herbie would take an olive, black olive, and wing it across the table. And hit us.
Have an olive.
Okay. That's how I grew up, man. What do you want from my life? Okay. Let's play the music, because this one's called Only Inside Turning Counts. What do you got? Yeah, I love that. Classic old song, right? Coming out of Ecclesiastes. Here it goes. Coming out of Joel. Chapter 2, I wonder why this says Joel chapter 12. There is no Joel chapter. It's Joel chapter 2. Verses 12 through 13 says this. Even now, the Lord's declaration, turn to me. Even now, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Tear your hearts and not just your clothes. And return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate. And slow to anger, and rich in faithful love, and he relents from sending disaster. Even now, turn to me, the Lord says, with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Tear your hearts and not just your clothes. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate and slow to anger and rich in faithful love, and he relents from sending disaster. Even now, I love that. Even now, after all that stuff you've done, see, this is where you got to split the hair and know when the enemy's coming in. The Lord does not love you 1 ounce, 1 millimeter ounce less than the day you first found out he loves you. Not 1 ounce less. Do you want to know why that is an absolute biblical fact? Because God's love is perfect. It was perfect when you met him. It's perfect now. But even now, after you know you've done a bunch of dumber things than you knew about in the past, even now that you got to like, oh my goodness, I never realized I was that far away. And now that I'm drawing closer, I'm realizing I'm even farther away, which is the best indicator in the world for you to know, by the way. Because the closer in you get to God, the more you realize there's impurities in you. The closer you get to true purity, the more impurity is revealed. In your own life, good to know. Even now, with all that stuff, just turn to him with all your heart. And we make a big deal about this part-time Christianity, this loner Christianity. It's like, not good, not good, not good. Turn to the Lord with everything you got. Don't tell me I can give God Sundays from 9 to 11 and Wednesday nights from 7:30 to 9. Don't tell me that. Don't tell him that, because Christianity is more than Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights. If you're going to spend eternity with the Lord, I'm assuming that you want to spend eternity with the Lord, then you would act that way, and I would act that way. And then the Lord says this marvelous thing, which I just happen to love. He says, tear your hearts, not just your clothes. See, because what people would do is they would tear your clothes. Now, my mom did this for me when she was mad at me. She tore her dress. She was very upset because it was a new dress, but she tore her dress like, you're dead to me. And she goes, oh my gosh, look what you made me do. You know, kind of thing. That because I wasn't going to use my brother as my best man. Okay, so shoot me. And so in that whole process, she tore her clothes, because the tearing of the clothes is the tearing of the heart, because I've done it on the outside. But God says, no, it's not. It's not. You tear your clothes, that means nothing. Outside showing of remorse means nothing to God. It's only our internal that God alone sees. You see, you can make all kinds of demonstrations of spirituality. You can come off as super, super holy, super pious. You can come up with all these things. But God looks straight in on the heart, and he knows every time you've ever done any of it for show. Every time. And so he's like, you got to tear your insides, not your outs. Don't tear your clothes. Tear your heart for real. I'll know if it's torn, is what the Lord is saying. So it's like, okay, with all that, come to him with all your heart. Make sure you tear that, not your clothes. Don't do some outward show of remorse. It's between you and your father. Why don't you get in the prayer closet where nobody can see you and tear your heart there? And then God gives some definitions for himself, which each one is just as brilliant as the next. God is gracious. Full of grace is what gracious is. Compassionate, we know that for sure, because he called us. Here's a simple question you can answer for me real quickly. Would you have called you? Because I wouldn't have called me. I wouldn't have done it. Like, wow. He's full of compassion. He's full of grace. I mean, you wake up in the morning, you don't realize God just poured grace into your heart. Why? You woke up. He gave you another day to do a little bit more in his kingdom. That's grace. If you wake up tomorrow, he gave you more grace. If he pulled you home, it's even more grace because you're in his presence. There's a lot of grace. There's a lot of compassion. He knows what we are. He knows we're but dust. He knows we come short from time to time. Then the scripture says he's slow to anger. So he's gracious, he's compassionate, and he's slow to anger. Not my forte. Probably my worst, second worst. No, I'm impatient. That's the most worst thing I am ever, impatient. That's just absolutely my number one problem. But slow to anger is not that far behind. Somebody does something that's really, you know, irritating after so much time, and I just like go... I'll give you an example that I should not confess, but I'll confess it because it's easier just to tell the truth. So still, after 4+ years, 1,000 shows, still, my 3 children will text me during the live show to ask me an unusually, indifferently, not important question. What color was my train when I was 4? You know, so probably can wait to after the show. Slow to anger. Not so much when I give the reply. I'm live on the air! You know, right? God is so slow to anger that if he responded the way we deserved it, we'd be annihilated. But he's slow. It's like, okay. Just taking his time. And then it says he's rich in great love and faithful love, which is important. We talked about that yesterday. That faithful love is very important because it's not cheesy love. It's not fake love. It's enduring all the time, continuing love. And we need that love from him. We need that greatness of that love. And God is rich in that love. Love those definitions. So God is gracious. He's compassionate. He's slow to anger. He's rich in great love. Even after the stuff that we've done, we need to turn to him with all our heart. And no fake outward stuff. It's got to be the real deal from the inside to him. And the reason to do it is he's compassionate, he's gracious, compassionate, slow to anger, rich in great love, and he won't send disaster upon our lives, though he could, and though we certainly deserve it every other hour, he won't do it. That's the whole reason why we're only needing to operate on inside, the inside turning. Because that's what counts and gets that ball rolling. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da Ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, I will never believe your God and change my religion. But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Maranatha Christian Schools is a premier college preparatory program serving preschool through 12th grade students in San Diego. Join us for our junior high and high school info night and elementary open house on Thursday, February 16th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. This is a perfect opportunity to get to know us and hear why our students are thriving in academics, athletics, performing arts, and our many programs. Our principals will be there to answer all of your questions. Maranatha Christian Schools is distinctly academic and undeniably Christian. For more information about Maranatha Christian Schools, open house, and info night on Thursday, February 16th, go to maranathachristianschools.org. That's maranathachristianschools.org. Or call 858-759-9737. That's 858-759-9737.
The residents of a small Mississippi town are infuriated after their mayor was forced to lower the Christian flag after an atheist group threatened a $500,000 lawsuit. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Last weekend, residents of Rienzi, Mississippi met in the Veterans Memorial Park to complain that the flag that was once flown there had been lowered at the demand of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Kevin Nelms told the crowd, "This is a Christian community. You take one down, we're going to put several back up. I promise you that. That's just the way we do things here in the South." The town had originally flown the Christian flag, a white flag with a red cross and a blue square in the top left corner at the Memorial Park, along with a U.S. flag and one representing the military. But the Christian flag was replaced with one representing the town after the Freedom From Religion Foundation sent a letter to the town's mayor, Walter Williams, telling him to lower it. Williams said, "It wasn't because I wanted to, but it was because I didn't want to put the town in jeopardy over me making a decision." The lawsuit, based on separation of church and state laws, could hit the town for $500,000. More than 100 people gathered at the park, located next to Town Hall, to voice their displeasure at the move on Saturday. When asked if anyone there objected to the flag being raised again, no one raised their hand. So Williams promised to make sure that it was once more hoisted over the Memorial Park. Well, these days, health insurance is incredibly expensive, especially if you don't have coverage through your employer. If you're concerned about the costs or the ethical dilemmas of insurance, here's great news. There's an affordable, God-honoring alternative called MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable, biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Well, I know that my freedom depends on His grace, so I'm trusting in Him, and I'm seeking His face, and the power of God will deliver me out of this hole. Just watch
out. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Having another fun hour in the Lord, in the kingdom of God, on the air with you. Hope it's a blessing in as many ways as it can be. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasul, one of the top real estate agents in the country. ThinkSam.com is his website. No difference between what a website and a URL is. nothing. ThinkSam.com is his URL. You call him at 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. Now watch, 858. Now that's a pretty common San Diego number, right? 858-780, and then 1, and then SAM. That's pretty easy. The deal with Sam is he does a lot of great things for people. He does it for everybody, not for one person or two people. But if you buy or sell a house through Sam, takes 25% of that commish and gives it to whatever church, charity, or ministry you want. That by itself, it's a definite standout right there. But the fact that he will forward up to $25,000 on your house that's listed with him if your house needs to be fixed up, and then at the close of escrow, he takes that money back out and doesn't charge you any interest, that's over the top. I talked to somebody in New York, Salem, about that. They were like, that is, he goes, I'd use that guy for everything. Like, I know. We're working that way. ThinkSam.com. Sam is the man. If it's not you and somebody you know, send him to Sam. Send him to Sam. Or my Uncle Herbie, Gentleman Sam. Okay, that's how you got to do it, ladies and gentlemen. ThinkSam.com. Thank you very much. All right, we got some Facebook music, right? What do we got for our Facebook music? So I'm going to do a little Facebook thing. What do you got?
George of the jungle, strong as he can be.
What made you think of that?
I played Super Chicken yesterday, and I figured I'd kind of go off of that, you know.
From Super Chicken to George of the Jungle.
I think it was the same animators. They played around the same time.
Somewhere between robo-producer Robo-Paul and Tugboat Todd, there is this thread of common insanity that I have yet to figure out on this side of the glass.
You know what amazes me about Robo-Paul is I'm like almost 10 years older than him, and he knows all the stuff that I know and older shows that I don't even know.
Yeah, he does. He's a plethora of knowledge. There's no question about it. He even knows where that line is from in a movie. I'm not going to say anything about that. Let's look at the Facebook post. John chapter 1, verse 12. It has been said by a few different scholars. Well, it never really says you have to accept Jesus Christ. I love that because if you look at John chapter 1, verse 12, it says, "But to all who did receive him, he gave them the right to be children of God to those who believe in his name." This is the call for us to respond to the testimony of God regarding Jesus Christ, and by responding, we receive the right to be children of God. And I will say this for those that are not as familiar with the Greek, and I can appreciate that, that Greek word is receive or accept. So when people say it doesn't say you have to accept Jesus, it's not entirely true. It does say you got to receive him, or if you want to use a different translation, accept him. You want to make that an issue? How about we make this an issue? The whole thing starts with a yes, which is why we have the yes. The title of this, in fact, has to do with yeses. It's yes, yes, and more yes. But it does have to start with a yes. It can't start with a maybe. And once you give the first yes, which goes to John chapter 1, verse 12, but to all who did receive him, he gave them the right to be children of God to those who believe in his name. It starts with that first yes, but folks, it continues. And then it continues through our lifetime as a series of continual yeses. You see, in 1 Corinthians, there's a promise about the yeses of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, there's a promise about the yeses of God. But here, this is our responsibility to be the yes people. This isn't a movie where you say yes to everything, some weird thing. It's when the Lord is in your life and he's working. You said yes once to acknowledging, receiving, accepting, yielding, holding in high honor the testimony of God, and you were given the right to become children of God from that first yes. But that was just the first one. Now there's a lifetime of yeses. The first one gets you in. The rest of them make you look like Jesus. The last one transports you to the land of gold, so to speak, with streets of gold. The idea is simply this. The Lord has given you and I these wonderful gifts of grace and mercy, forgiveness and kindness, compassion, answered prayers. Just he's given us protections. The provisions that God has given you and I are out of they're just fantastic. So to that, this day and every day, we need to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It starts with the first yes, and it continues through our lifetime as a series of continual yeses. So this day and every day, say, yes, Lord. That's what we need to say. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty, and then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.